Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James chapter 2 and verse 24, "You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only." Of course, Paul says that we're justified by faith, and some people have taken Paul's words over James' word, and we find that they take that too far, and you'll even get a whole group of Christ followers who say that it's by faith alone. And obviously that's ridiculous. I mean, that's just not using all the scripture. When you're going along reading through the book of Acts, you realize about midway through the book of Acts that the book of James pops in, and we don't even have Paul writing yet. And so the earliest understanding of faith comes from James, and James tells us that we are justified by faith when it works with works. And we've talked about this before, but we come back to it again, and we want to revise as James points out that faith without works is dead. That's where he's going. That's his point. There is no faith. There is belief, perhaps, but there is no faith. We're justified by our works. In other words, you know that you have faith because you have acted. Now, you're not made right by working. You're made right because faith works. Faith is the natural risk. Faith and risk are synonyms. We risk trusting that God is able to do that which He promised by stepping out into the unseen, as the writer of Hebrews says. We step out into the unseen. That's faith. It's the step that's faith. We know, but until we step out, we don't have faith. When we step out in faith, that justifies that we actually do have faith. It demonstrates. It's another way to say it. Demonstrates. And God says, "I want to see you act." Now, there is a timidity between belief and faith. There is a timidity. There's a wall. And you run up against it just like I do. And you know what you should do. And that's the way you are. You're quivering like my hand is right now. You know what you are to do. And as God and Moses and then the men of Israel all told Joshua, "Be very courageous." Courage is an emotion, and you can fill yourself with it. If you've ever watched any of the old Rocky films, okay, you know that there's this music that comes on, and there's all of this emotional pumping up. He doesn't have the Spirit of God. He's got to do it all himself. David encouraged himself in the Lord. That's where he found his strength. But you and I have to come to a place where when push comes to shove, we just got to jump over the wall. We got to step out by faith. Because belief isn't enough. The difference between a Christ follower and a religious person is the religious person knows. A Christ follower steps out in faith. We move on the words of God because God is trustworthy. We go back to Romans chapter 4. Just like Abraham, who believed that God was able to do that which He promised. You, if you want it to be reckoned to you as righteousness, if you want faith to be accounted in heaven on God's accounting sheet, like I do, then we have to say, God is trustworthy. Every man a liar. Yes, sir. If everybody else is arguing and God says, this is the way it is, this is the way it is, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to step out by faith. I'm going to jump over the wall. I'm not going to know. I'm going to show. And that's the whole point of what James has been saying. You talk about your faith without your works. I'm going to show you my faith by my works. Huge difference. Huge difference. Every woman that I've ever met who's been married has always told me that they'd much rather have a husband who shows them that they love them, not one that just knows that he loves her. Okay? People like the demonstration of faith. They like the demonstration of love. James chapter 2, verse 24.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.